Hey guys, are you looking for a sports book that you can trust? Well, look no further than mybookie.ag, where you can get a 50% match on your initial deposit of up to $1,000 when you use promo code DFSArmy. As a bonus, when you use promo code DFSArmy, you also get a free month of DFSArmy VIP and DFSArmy Beat the Bookie membership. That's a $100 combined value. So we'll help you with your daily fantasy sports, and we'll help you with your handicapping free when you sign up for mybookie.ag using promo code DFSArmy.
Good morning, DFS Army. Fall into formation and let's get ready to dive into the 7-game NBA slate on Friday morning, March 1st, 2019. First off, if you are not a current DFS Army member, then head on over to dfsarmy.com and use promo code CASHKEG to save you 20% off your membership to gain access to not only our premium NBA content, but every sport to include NHL, NASCAR, MMA, PGA, and much, much more. That again is promo code CASHKEG over at dfsarmy.com to save you 20%. Now grab that cup of joe and join me as we take a quick preview of tonight's 7-game NBA slate. All right, 7 games. We got a little later starting time tonight on March 1st. It starts at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time instead of 7, so you got an extra half hour when you get home from work, which is great. So we'll just go game by game here. We'll start with Charlotte and Brooklyn. It's got a 228 over-under, and Brooklyn is favored by 3.5 points. We'll start with the Charlotte side of the ball. Charlotte side of the ball, Kimball Walker on DraftKings, 8,200. It's not a bad price. To start off, though, on the slate, I'm not real excited about quite a few of these games because the last two games are the ones I'm going to have most exposure to first look, with the Clippers in Sacramento, and then we got Milwaukee. We got the Greek Freak in LeBron with that complete hammer game. So there's a couple games. This is kind of one of them, maybe bits and pieces of, but I won't have a lot of. So there's like those two late hammer games at 10 and 10:30 Eastern Standard Time are the ones I'll have the most exposure to. And then even the Pelicans and Phoenix at 9 o'clock is interesting as well. No further ado, let's just look at Charlotte here. So again, on DraftKings, we got Walker at 8,200. It's a good price for him. He's been performing really well. I can see him being around 20-30% tonight on DraftKings. Bigs against Brooklyn's a thing. You know, Cody Zeller's 5,800 on DraftKings. I liked him better when he was, you know, 5K, 5,300. 5,800's getting up there to his point where I don't think there's a lot of meat left on the bone. You know, his starting mate, Marvin Williams, 4,400 is probably somebody I look at more just because I think there's more upside there. So I don't mind him at 4,400. Bridges, don't really have nothing for him at 3,200, maybe a flyer. Don't really care for that. Jeremy Lamb's always in play, 5,300. Nick Batum, 5,200 on DraftKings. Batum's been playing great ball. I don't think it's the best matchup in the world, but I don't mind Lamb or Batum here if I'm playing on DraftKings on Charlotte. So I'd probably say Williams, Batum, and Lamb are my favorite 3 point per dollar. On FanDuel, Walker's a little bit more. He's 9,300. It's, again, I think there's better options on the slate, but he's definitely in play. You know, we got Bridges at 4K. I don't really care for that, even though he's getting, you know, 24 to 25 minutes. Marvin Williams at 5,500 on FanDuel is not a bad price. It's a little bit more than I like to pay. I like the price better on DraftKings. Cody Zeller's 6,600 on FanDuel. Again, that's kind of priced up and not a whole lot of meat left on the bone. I don't really care for that price. But again, Batum here, we're getting 6,100, and Jeremy Lamb at 6,400 on FanDuel. Both those prices are not bad. Still kind of prefer probably on DraftKings there, but if I had to pick, I think there's better plays on this slate. But again, kind of over on FanDuel as well. I think about everybody's priced up at their ceiling here, so I don't have a whole lot of love. But Jeremy Lamb's got 50-point upside every night. So, you know, a GPP flyer, I don't mind him. On the Brooklyn side of the ball, they have a 115 implied team total. And on DraftKings, it's led by D-Russ at 8,500. He has been playing good ball lately. It's a matchup's not bad. Like I said, I'm not overly excited about this game for point per dollar. You know, I think Dinwiddie's going to come back and play this game, which kind of hurts Russell a little bit. So I don't think I'm real interested in him because of that, because I think he'll take some waves ownership, you know. And then we got old LeVert. I don't know if we want to talk about that. He burnt a lot of people the other night and on his bobblehead night and scored 0 points, which I wasn't too high on him that night, but he was in a good spot and he burnt a lot of people. So if you wanted to go back on the well there, but they're kind of getting crowded with Dinwiddie back into town. But LeVert, 5,400. Again, don't have a whole lot of interest there. Allen, 5,300 on DraftKings. That's a decent price. He always kind of gets around that 5 to 6X mark. Hasn't had like a blow-up game. They're just kind of healthy now. You know, they got Harrison Carroll and Crabb and, you know, Ed Davis coming off the bench. So it's not exciting with Dinwiddie coming back. So I'm kind of – there's nobody I really love here. You know, Joe Harris, 4,400. If his shot's fallen, he can always have some good games. You know, Carroll's only 3,800. Crabb's 3,600. They're just playing a lot of guys, so I don't have a whole lot of love there on the DraftKings side. On FanDuel, Russell's up to 9,300. Like I said, with Dinwiddie back, I don't really like that price. Dinwiddie's 6,300, so we're not getting any discount with him coming back. LeVert, 6,300. You know, it's a hard pass, no. Jared Allen, 6,700. Nope, I don't like that price at all on FanDuel. I guess I don't mind like an Ed Davis at 4,200 if you're looking for a, you know, maybe a drop score or something on FanDuel, or Damari Carroll, 4,400. But overall, it's just these guys are playing a ton of, you know, all of them are playing minutes, and Dinwiddie just kind of hurts that whole rotation. So I don't have a whole lot of love for this game at all, or on the Brooklyn side. Even with the 115, they'll just spread it out, I think. So yeah, let's move on to the next game. We have Chicago going into Atlanta, which is a 231 over-under with Atlanta favored by 3.5 points. Chicago has a 113 implied team total and have been playing a lot better ball since that trade, since they picked up Otto Porter and moved Bobby Portis over to Washington. So Markkanen's up to 8,600 in Chicago on DraftKings. I mean, he's been playing good ball, but that's a little rich for my blood. You know, to hit 6X there, he's really got to ball out, and I'm not sure that's where I really want to be. So that price is a little high for me. Great matchup against Atlanta, but 8,600 on DraftKings is a bit much. You know, Dunn's going to be back, so that kind of hurts LaVine as well. LaVine's 7,700. You know, at that price, there's not a whole lot of meat left on the bone either. Don't mind it. It's a good matchup if you're playing in GPPs, but I just he's priced up. Dunn's a little bit more interesting, though, on DraftKings at 5,500. There's a little bit of meat left on the bone there. Again, at the up-pace game against Atlanta, you probably get a better chance at hitting that 6X value that you're looking for on DraftKings at 5,500 than LaVine will. So, and Otto Porter at 6,300, that's a good price. So I think Porter's probably would be my number one option on DraftKings right now, followed by Dunn. And again, with Markkanen and LaVine priced up, I don't really care for that. And that's about it on that team in general. So on the FanDuel side, with Chicago, you know, Markkanen's up to 9K. I really have no interest at that price. That's again priced up. LaVine 8,300. They're good matchups, but I just don't think you're getting a ton of value there. So sprinkle them in, but definitely not core pieces. Otto Porter on FanDuel is up to 7,200. I prefer that 6,300 price on DraftKings. So, you know, it depends on how your lineups are coming together, but Just the FanDuel prices are not that great. Chris Dunn is a 6K. It's okay. Probably see around 30 minutes, so I don't mind him. He's probably, on DraftKings, I probably prefer Porter to Dunn, and on a FanDuel, probably Dunn to Porter, just at the prices. And then I don't really care for the rest of the guys on the roster there. If Dunn's back, it's really just those four. You know, Robin Lopez at 4,900. I guess he's right at probably a ceiling there. I don't see him. You know, he can get close to 5X on FanDuel. On DraftKings, he's 4,900. I don't care for that. But I'm sorry. DraftKings is 4,900. On FanDuel, he's 4,900. So it's probably a better FanDuel play if you're going to play Rolo. Let's look at the Atlanta side of the ball. They have a 116 implied team total. Trae Young's up to 8,100, but he's been balling out. You can't deny that. I think he's coming off a 60-point DK game last. It's against Minnesota, which their defense is horrible. But against Chicago, he's priced up. That's towards the ceiling. But again, he's been playing really good ball lately. So, you know, GPP only. I wouldn't go there in cash. John Collins at seven grand. DraftKings. He just never gets it done for me. That's a good price for him against Chicago in that front court. As you can attack Chicago in that front court. But I don't know. I haven't seen that ceiling game out of Collins, but I do think it's a good matchup, and that's a decent price. I don't think I would lean there in cash games. And then with Herter back, I don't think I love Bazemore anymore. You know, he's not going to get the run anymore. He was getting that run there for a couple games when Kevin Herter was out. And then Torian Prince. So we got Torian Prince 4,500. We got Herter at 3,500, which is interesting. That price. And if he's going to be getting 30 minutes at 3,500, I don't mind some Kevin Herter at 3,500 in DraftKings. That's a really good price on him. That's really good price. I mean, he was priced up to around 5K before he got hurt there. So, yeah, on the Atlanta side of the ball in DraftKings, I think it's you know, Deadman 5,500. I don't mind that because, you know, he does have 40 point upside any night. So I'd say I would probably be Herter. Prince at 4,500. I don't mind taking a stab at that, and then maybe some Deadman, and then Collins. So those would be the guys I would target there. You know, Bembry's at 3K, but I think with Herter back, he might not get as much run. So I mean, if you're looking at a 3K special, maybe him. But on the FanDuel side of the ball, Dwayne Dedmon's 5,600. That's a great price on him at center, so I don't mind that. Again, Kevin Herter's down to 4,200 on FanDuel as well. So if he's playing 30 minutes, I really like that price. Like I said, and this is where you got to look at the prices between sites. When you're looking over here, DeAndre Bembry's 4,500 on FanDuel, but he's 3K on DraftKings. So if you were going to play that guy, he's definitely a DraftKings play over a FanDuel play. I wouldn't play him at 4,500 on DraftKings. I'd rather just play Kevin Herter, even though he's a small forward. Over on FanDuel, and Kevin Herter is a shooting guard. I just don't like that price, and Herter's going to play all the minutes. And again, Bazemore 5,200. Want none of that with those guys back. You know, he's kind of getting since they didn't trade him at the trade deadline. He's just kind of there. He's probably only going to see 15, 16 minutes. I would assume. And then Young 8,800. Again, that's towards the top of his ceiling. I think there's better plays. John Collins 7,700. I prefer that play over Young on FanDuel if you're picking between the two. Let's roll to the next game. We have Washington at Boston. And we have a 231 over-under with Boston favored by 9.5. I can see that, but Boston's been playing some real garbage basketball. Reading some things online that, you know, maybe the team doesn't want to play for Kyrie. And they need a win really bad here. The first, let's look at the Washington side of the ball. They're a 111 implied team total. Bradley Beal's doing everything. You know, he's 8,700 on DraftKings. It's a tough matchup against Boston and being 9-point dogs. So I've been rostering Beal almost every night. And again, if he's going to stay around this price, he's going to always be in play because he's always doing everything. But again, it's a tough matchup here. So to have a whole lot of love for the Washington guys is going to be difficult. I mean, this is the lowest implied team total that we've had so far and probably will be on the slate. So Beal will probably be only GPPs for me. I can't play him cash going into the Garden playing Boston. It's just, it won't happen. You know, Bobby Portis been getting the start at 6K. You know, I can see a flyer there, but I, again, this whole team in this matchup, you know, Satoransky at 4,900, you know, Parker at 4,700, Jeff Green at 4,500, you know, Thomas Bryant at 4,400, all these guys, there'd be GPPs only. Trevor Ariza at 5,800, I definitely don't want to pay that. It's just a tough matchup, and I don't think we really need to go there. And there's no guy that I'm just, you know, itching to play. And on FanDuel, Bradley Beal is priced up to 9,900, almost 10K. I definitely don't like that price. Again, playing Boston and being almost double-digit dogs here with Boston really needing a win. So I don't like that price on FanDuel. Then we got Bobby Portis, 6,700 on FanDuel. Again, this whole team, Trevor Ariza, 6,600. No thank you. Jabari Parker, 5,500. Again, he's just not seeing a ton of minutes. It's hard to justify that. You know, Thomas Satoransky at 5,400. You know, he's seeing more minutes. I could kind of see that a little bit, but again, a tough matchup. You know, Thomas Bryant, 4,400, if you were going to punt center, if he's going to get blowout run, since Portis has been getting the start, maybe. But again, I think this team's about a complete fade for me, especially in cash. And then, yeah. Let's look at the Boston side. Boston, so far, is the highest implied team total of these three games we've went through at 120. Again, they need a win bad. They're just not looking very good at all. And on DraftKings, you know, Kyrie Irving's up to 8,900. Now, this could be a spot, I couldn't play him in cash, but this could be a spot where, you know, he wants to show out and get these guys a win. You know, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I couldn't play him in cash because of it. But at 8,900, you know, he's got 60-point upside. So, you know, I can see him being like a 10% play or something. Again, I'm not going to go crazy here because I like these last three games of the night. But at that price, he's got a little, still a little bit of upside if he wants to, you know, go completely bonkers. But Al Horford, 6,400 against that Washington front court is a real thing. And he's been playing good ball lately. So I don't mind playing a little Al Horford there at 6,400. You know, Jason Tatum, 5,900, a perfectly fine price. Both those guys. I always prefer Horford more than Tatum. But either or. You know, Marcus Morris is down to 4,600. Marcus Smart's 4,400. Hayward's 4,100. All those guys got 6X upside. So I kind of prefer, I think if you're looking for pieces of this game that I feel most comfortable with, it'd probably be Horford followed by maybe Morris. And then, you know, maybe Smart or Hayward after that. But I don't know. This kind of feels like a game that Irving is either going to completely give up on this team or he's going to show out, score a bunch of points, and try to put Boston back on the right path. So, again, being 9-point favorites, don't have a whole lot of love here. Again, I think there's better matchups to attack, but, you know, Washington isn't the best defensive team in the league. So, on the FanDuel side of the ball, Kyrie Irving's up to 9,900. Again, if you're playing him, you're looking for that ceiling game. So, Al Horford at 7,700 is a little rich for my blood. I prefer that 6,400 DraftKings price point on him. Marcus Smart at 5,400 on FanDuel. You know, that's not a bad price. He's playing the minutes. You know, he can get there. Don't have a whole lot of love for Jaylen Brown. Unless Terry Rozier is going to sit again. Then I guess, you know, Brown at 4,500 on DraftKings and 5 grand on FanDuel makes a little bit more sense with that second unit, but it really depends if Rozier is going to sit again. I haven't seen if he was questionable still or not, but we'll have to keep an eye on that and see what he, if he's going to be questionable or not, if he's going to play. So just keep an eye on Rozier for today. That just would put Brown in play, but again, I'm not really in love with a lot of these guys. Like I said, it is Washington. For a seven-game slate, we haven't really come across any injury news yet. Besides Dinwiddie coming back, we really haven't. I know, you know, Daniel Theis is questionable with the knee. That doesn't really move the needle a whole lot for me. Maybe a few extra minutes to Horford or Tatum or something. But yeah, it's again, not the those guys kind of spread it around. It's I think there's better games to attack. So just keep an eye out for that Rozier news. Let's head on over to Portland at Toronto, where we have a 228 over under with Toronto favored by 5 points. Portland has a 111 implied team total, and on DraftKings, pricing wise, top guy on the board is Damian Lillard, 8,400. This is not the best matchup for Portland here, playing going into Toronto, going up against, you know, Lowry and crew. Toronto is just a deep team across the board. Their second unit is just could probably beat Toronto's second unit could probably beat Cleveland and those bottom dweller teams. They really could. So it's a tough matchup here for Portland. So 8,400, you know, that price, you know, there's still some meat left on the bone if he can really go off, you know, if Dame's shot's falling. I don't think he's a cash play, but 8,400's pretty cheap for him. Then we got Nurkic at 7,300. Don't really care for him here. It's a good price for him, but I still just have a hard time not looking at those last three games and seeing pace of play and matchups where I don't want a whole lot of this piece. Let me look. I think Cantor might be. Yeah, Cantor is out. Looks like he has some travel issues, which is kind of odd. So with Cantor being out, Zach Collins will probably play that backup center minutes, which, again, Collins is 3K. So if you're going to take a 3K cheapy down here and he comes back in the rotation, I guess he's worth a look. Evan Turner being out, that has been boost to Jake Lehman, and it's been Harkless as well. Respectively, Lehman's 3,600 and Harkless is 3,800. So at those prices, they're not bad. But again, I'm not dying to play these guys against Toronto, but they're really cheap. CJ McCollum is 6,200. You know, he's always got there's some meat left on the bone there if his shot has fallen and if they're going to need to score. Again, I think, you know, the DraftKings pricing algorithm has him priced down like this due to the tough matchup. So, you know, Aminu at 4,300, you know, there's value there, but I don't know if I really want to go to too many of these guys on this slate. But they are all priced down because of that. Let's look over on FanDuel at Portland. Dame is up to 9,400. Don't love that price. I'd prefer the 8,400 on DraftKings if I was going to play him. Nurkic to 8K. No thank you. McCollum 6,900 here. Yeah, again, just nothing I'm too excited about here. You know, Zach Collins against 3,500 over here. And if Cantor ain't going to play, he could be a good drop score, I guess. Rodney Hood at 3,500. It could be a drop score guy. Lehman at 4K. Harkless, you know, at 5,300. I prefer that 3,800 on DraftKings. If he's going to be seeing, you know, 30, 32 minutes with Turner out, that's just a play you might want to look at a little bit just at that price. But, again, I'm still clamoring to play those last three games in this game. So let's move on to Toronto, 116 over-under. I'm sorry, 116 implied team total. And on DraftKings, led by Kawhi Leonard, 8,800. I tend to never play this guy if this team is healthy. They just seem to never get there for me. I don't think I've lost a lot of money not playing him if Lowry's going to play in that whole team. So I'll just keep not playing him. Kyle Lowry at 7,200. Again, that's a decent price, but it's really if Leonard is playing, I don't really have a whole lot of love for Lowry, but at 7,200, you know, I guess he could get to 6X there for you. Siakam's just playing out of his mind. He's always in play at 7K. You have to love that. And then they got the two centers with Ibaka and Gasol. They've just been splitting minutes. Things about 24, 25 minutes across the board. So it's really hard for them to really kill upside or hit their ceiling. You know, Gasol, 5,200 is a great price, but if he's only playing 24, 25 minutes, it's really hard for him to really have that ceiling game. So something would have to happen injury-wise. So I don't really want to play Ibaka's 5,700 on DraftKings or Gasol 5,200 just because of that, as long as they're going to keep splitting minutes. So, you know, Jeremy Lin's at 4,200. I guess I don't mind that. Danny Green at 4K. At those prices, they have 6X potential. So on the FanDuel side, Leonard's at 9,500. Again, priced up. Don't care for it. I think, you know, we got the Greek Freak and LeBron on this slate on FanDuel, so I'll have zero of him. Lowry at 7,700. Don't really care for that price tag. You know, Siakam again at 7,500. He just has that upside. So I'd rather play him over Lowry, just the way he's been playing lately. But again, nobody I must have. And then again, same kind of thing we're talking about. You know, Ibaka at 6K and Gasol at 5,800. They're just priced to a point where I don't think they're going to hit their value due to the minutes they're playing. You know, Jeremy Lin at 4,200, I guess, is a decent drop score candidate, a point guard, if you wanted to go that route. But that's about it. Not a whole lot of love here. Let's head to the next game where we got the New Orleans Pelicans going into Phoenix. And I do not believe we have a total. Oh, no, we do. It's a 237 over-under with New Orleans favored by 4. It's the highest over-under we've seen. So like I said, these last three games with New Orleans in the Phoenix, the Clippers and Sacramento, and then the Brew Crew going to the Lake Show are definitely my three favorite games and where I think you should be having most of your exposure at. So let's first look at this with Pelican side of the ball. You know, it's sad to watch this with Anthony Davis only seeing 20 minutes a night, and his price is showing it. I mean, he's 6,800. I mean, starting to get to the point where, you know, you're starting to think, well, should I play him? But it's 20 minutes. I mean, even if he's hitting two fantasy points a minute, he's getting you just at 6X there. So the ceiling's not there for him, but I'm going to hate this all year when they're playing him. If they're going to get him down to a price point where then it's kind of starting to make sense, but then you have to guess if he's going to get there in the limited minutes, I'm just not going to guess. But 6,800 on Anthony Davis, just, gosh, it sucks to see that. Anyways, but we got Julius Randle at 8K. That is priced up. He's been seeing minutes. It's a good matchup against Phoenix. They said they were going to limit Drew Holiday as well, but Drew's still been playing, you know, 32, 34 minutes. So, you know, he's priced up there to a point I don't think I want to play him on DraftKings at 7,900. But I think if you're going to play guys from this team, you know, look at Elf on the Shelf, 5,600. He probably has the most potential to break 6X plus here. But I can't play Anthony Davis, even at 6,800, you know, just dangling in your face. Those 20 minutes cap and not even playing in the fourth quarter, just can't do it. Williams, is that rookie's been playing really good ball at 4,800. Still kind of much, even though he's playing, you know, 26, 27 minutes. I think that we need one of those guys to sit for that. So yeah, there's not a whole lot on this side of the ball. You know, I think you can look at Randle and Holiday, but I think Elf on the Shelf on DraftKings is probably my favorite play point per dollar. On FanDuel, Drew Holiday is 9K. I can't pay that. Julius Randle, 8,800. Again, these guys are priced up. It's one of those two. Elf on the Shelf, 6,400 over here on FanDuel. Again, it's probably your best point per dollar out of the three. And the three that I looked to target, again, Anthony Davis is 7,600. Just, that's so hard to look at. I still can't think I can do it, knowing that he's only got that 20-minute cap on him. But then we got, you know, Darius Miller on FanDuel down to 4K. I don't think I can do that. You know, check Diallo's 4,300. Again, these minutes are kind of spread out with these guys right now. So if it's not those Peyton, Randall, Holiday, I just kind of would look elsewhere. And at those prices, they're not too exciting. That's kind of disappointing to see. So let's head on over to the Phoenix side of the ball. I think we have Devin Booker. He's questionable with a left big toe sprain. We really have to watch that news, because if he is going to sit, that is when we'll probably, you know, TJ Warren, I think, is ruled out still. So if Booker were to sit, that would open up some value on this team to, you know, Josh Jackson. You'd also have Mikal Bridges, you know, playing some more minutes. And, you know, Josh Jackson at 5K, he's in play regardless. But if Booker had to sit, I would love Josh Jackson more. Same with Kelly Oubre Jr. at 6,200. He's priced up. I don't think I have a whole lot of love there. It's a good matchup. But if Booker were to sit, I would like Kelly Oubre Jr. a lot more. Those shots would be a lot more usage to go around for him. But again, Tyler Johnson at 5K. Booker's at 8,300. So I guess if he does play, I don't mind taking a couple jabs at him. Definitely not a cash play. Just too scoring reliant for me to ever be a cash play. Ayton at 6,900. Actually does better when Booker's on the court. It helps him. But, you know, against that front court of the Pelicans, I don't mind that price to take a few shots at him. But I think if Booker were to sit, I would have a whole lot of love for Oubre and Josh Jackson in this matchup. And then I don't mind sprinkling him some Tyler Johnson or Mikal Bridges. You know, 4K for Mikal Bridges if he plays in there. I don't mind, but I don't have, you know, we got Jamal Crawford at 3K, or, you know, he'd play a few more minutes, or Troy Daniels. I don't really care for that. Even though they're 3K, there's just not a lot of upside there. And that comes to roster construction a little bit. I noticed one guy tried to fit in three studs last night and then a bunch of 3K guys. And to me, that never works, because for you guys to hit upside, those 3K guys to smash upside, and your expensive guys over 5K on DraftKings to really ball out, the chances of that are so slim. I tend to only like to play one stud, maybe two if the value is there. But to try to put in three guys over 10K is like a no every time for me. It just never pans out. So anyways, I just noticed that last night looking around at somebody's lineup that posted in chat, and I just thought I'd mention that. But yeah, so I guess just look out for Booker. And on DraftKings, it's Oubre and Josh Jackson with maybe a sprinkle of Bridges or Tyler Johnson. On the FanDuel side, you know, Booker's 8,600. Again, if he plays, don't mind taking a shot at him in GPPs, but nobody I love. Kelly Oubre's 7,300 here, so he's priced up a little bit. Josh Jackson's 5,500. If Booker were to sit, I probably would play a ton of Josh Jackson here. He would play a ton of minutes, and at 5,500, he's got real upside here. So he's probably my favorite play on both sides if Booker sits. So just keep that in mind when we get closer to the night. Again, it's an hour and a half after lock. Hopefully we'll know this news beforehand, since you can't late slop on FanDuel. But on DraftKings, keep that in mind when you're building your lineups. Let's head on to the next game. We got the LA Clippers going into Sacramento. And we have a 240 over under with Sacramento being 2.5-point favorites. Now, this is the highest over under on the slate, and you can game stack this left and right. And one of the biggest pieces of news on the slate is Marvin Bagley hurt his knee last game out, which was horrible to see. That guy's been balling out, and I hope he can come back in a couple weeks, because he's fun to watch and he's a hell of a talent. So it sucks to see that. I'm hoping he gets better. But first, let's start on the LA side of the ball. 118 implied team total for this team. And on DraftKings, they're led on price by Lou Williams at 7,100. Instant offense, as he's known as, Sweet Lou. He's always in play at 7,100. He's got upside here. It's a great matchup. Harrell at 6,400 is stinking cheap. Again, this will be a fast-paced game, and this is when Harrell, Montrezl Harrell, he excels in these games. So at 6,400, there's some meat left on the bone there. Even with Gallinari back, Gallinari 6,100, that's a good price. So I don't mind some Gallinari. You know, Pat Bev, 4,900. You know, I don't love him as much, but he's still playing, you know, 33, 34 minutes in this matchup. This could be a Pat Bev spot. So, yeah, I don't mind looking at him. Zubox, I don't, 4K. You know, he's only playing around 20 minutes, so I don't really care for that. Same thing with SGA. You know, Gilgeous Alexander's, you know, only playing around that 20 minutes. I don't really have a whole lot of love there. And Shamet, you know, since he's playing, you know, 28 to 30 minutes, 3,500, he's worth a look in some GPPs. But I think my main targets here on DraftKings are basically Gallinari, Montrezl Harrell, you know, with some Sweet Lou and some Pat Bev. I think those are the four guys to really look at here. On FanDuel side of the ball, Sweet Lou 7,600. Again, I don't mind paying that in this matchup. Montrezl Harrell 6,900 on FanDuel. Again, these pace up games is where he really thrives in the open court. So don't absolutely love it, but he's in play. You know, Gallinari at 6,800. Again, I like these prices better on DraftKings than I do FanDuel. But, you know, they're going to score 118 points, and you can kind of pinpoint where they're going to come from. So you're going to sprinkle these guys in. And then Pat Bev, you know, 5,900. I like that price a lot better on DraftKings at 4,900. But, you know, you can sprinkle these guys into your lineups for sure on the side of the ball. Landry Schmetz, 3,800 on FanDuel, so maybe a drop score candidate. And then you got, I forgot to mention, but on you have Jermichael Green. He's been playing in the you know, 20 minutes. He's 3,800 on FanDuel. He's 3,700 on DraftKings. And he's been playing around, you know, 17 to 22 minutes the last three games. And he's put up around, you know, he's had a 28 DraftKings points against Dallas in 17 minutes. So he can get it done if he gets some minutes. So he's not a bad FanDuel drop scorer. And maybe sprinkle him into GPPs. Nobody I'm just have to have. But at that price, there's some upside there if you're looking for a cheap guy. Let's head on over to the Sacramento side of the ball, where they have 121 implied team total. With Bagley out, we're going to see some Harry Giles here, man. And this dude can ball out too. And he's cheap. He's 3,100 on DraftKings, and he's 4,800 on FanDuel. So FanDuel has him priced up. Not sure I actually love that on FanDuel, because I think, you know, he can only see, you know, maybe 20 to 22 minutes. But on DraftKings at 3,100, I'm willing to take a shot on him, you know, playing some of those minutes. But, you know, Bagley's been soaking up a ton of usage lately. So that's got to go to somebody. So that's like Bogdanovich at 5,400 on DraftKings. You absolutely have to love that price. If he's going to keep playing heavy minutes, he's going to get that usage back with Bagley out. And I think he showed last game when Bagley went down, he played a ton of minutes in that game. And he showed out, and I think he almost put up a 50-burger. So I love some Bogdanovich tonight on DraftKings at 5,400. And even on FanDuel, 6,400 is a good price for him. Buddy Hield, again, 6,800 priced up there. I think I prefer Bogdanovich at 5,400, but always in play, especially against Sacramento. De'Aaron Fox, 7,200 on DraftKings. That's cheap. That's definitely cheap. And it's you know, he's going to see some Pat Bev defense. This is the only bad thing. So I think that's where it benefits, you know, playing, you know, Bogdanovich or Hield. But all three of those guys are in play. But definitely Bogdanovich, my favorite play out of that group. Harrison Barnes at 5,100. You can play him. I'm never excited to ever play Harrison Barnes, but he's probably going to play a few more minutes with Bagley out, so he's definitely in play. And then Willie Cauley-Stein at 4,500. You know, his price has been going down because he hasn't been seeing the minutes with Bagley playing there. Bagley's been soaking everything up. So I don't mind some Willie Cauley-Stein at 4,500 at that price. We've seen in the past before Bagley was getting all those minutes that he had upside. So I don't mind at 4,500 to take a shot on him. And then, like I told you, Harry Giles at 3,100. That's just, you know, can't play him in cash, but in GPPs, he has upside there. So I would say, you know, your cash look plays in this game are Bogdanović. Again, I like some Willie Cauley-Stein, Barnes, and then, you know, Hield and Fox. Like I said, they're all in play, but Bogdanović is the guy. But like I said, on FanDuel, Willie Cauley-Stein's 5,500. I don't mind that price. You know, Harry Giles, 4,800. I don't know if I really love that. So I think on FanDuel, it's really Bogdanović. You know, Barnes, 5,600. I don't mind that. And then Hield and Fox. I don't think I would touch Giles too much on FanDuel, but definitely a DraftKings play. And let's go to the hammer game of the night, where we have the Greek Freak going into the Lakers playing the Lake Show here with LeBron James and his skeleton crew. Where, let's see the over-under we have on this game. It's a 236 over-under, where Milwaukee is favored only by 4.5 points, which is kind of crazy because the Lakers are not that good. So that is nuts. But I guess, you know, maybe LeBron's going to get up to this game and show the Greek Freak that, you know, this is still his NBA and not quite ready to give over that crown to the Greek Freak yet. So it should be a fun game to watch regardless if you're playing Daily Fantasy Sports or not. It should be a great game. Now, Bledsoe trolled us all last game and put up a massive score when we got that news with the Greek Freak was going to minutes were going to be monitored last minute and only played like 20. It's like, I hate when coaches say that. It's horrible. Hopefully that doesn't happen here and they can we can actually have a great game. But keep that in mind. You know, like you said, they monitored his minutes last game out. I can't see him doing it now. But George Hill's going to be out this game. So, you know, we're going to get, you know, Bledsoe, maybe a few more minutes, and Brogdon. But 11-6 for Giannis here. For Giannis, 11-6, you know, if you're going to spend up and you think this game is going to be close like Vegas is, he probably wants to show out against LeBron. It's just about those minutes. What is his minutes going to be? So we really have to kind of stay in tune today and look, you know, look up them beat writers and see what they're talking about, if they're going to let him just run completely or they're going to just handicap until they get in the playoffs and watch his minutes. So that's the only real worry there. Bledsoe, 6,700. Middleton, 6,600 on DraftKings. Both in play. I tend to like to play Brogdon at 5,600. And he seems to be always around that 5K price point. And he seems to always put up, you know, 30 FanDuel or DraftKings points. Over his last four, 36, 33, 30, 31. He's just a great point per dollar guy, you know, night in and night out. You know, he never blows up really for 40 or 50, but he's always a great cash play because of that. You know, he gives you that 6X with a little bit of juice on the end of it. So I kind of like the Brogdon play. You know, Brolo, he's been playing good minutes, 5K. I don't mind that against the Lake Show. And then Mirotić, you know, he's a good GPP guy, 4,800 if he's going to get some minutes. It really depends on what they're going to do with Giannis. But, you can't play Ilyasova unless, you know, Giannis or somebody sits. But that line just seems odd to me. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, only being a 4-point favorite just seems way off, you know. Just seems like maybe somebody will sit. I don't know. That just doesn't seem right. But, you guys, it's the same guys to look at, you know. Bledsoe, Middleton, Brogdon, cash play, and then some sprinkling some Brolo and Mirotić. So on FanDuel, Giannis is 11K, so he's actually cheaper than he is on FanDuel than DraftKings, so he's a better play there if he's going to see the full allotment of minutes. So look on to that. Bledsoe, Middleton, both at 7,200 respectively. Again, not bad price. It's a hammer game. They're going to score 120 points. It's It's a third highest implied team total on the slate. You know, little Broggy Pants, 6,400. Don't mind a little bit of him. And then, yeah, it's Miritich, 5,800 on FanDuel. It's, you know, Pat Connaughton, 3,900. It's just about the minutes. And it's hard to predict this team unless we know Giannis is either a full go or if he's capped at, you know, 20 or 9, 30 minute, you know, watching his minutes. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at it. If he's a full go, love Giannis here to kind of show up LeBron. But just keep that in mind. Let's go over to Lakers side of the ball, where they have a 116 implied team total. And they, of course, are led by LeBron at 11-4. Now, last game out, Rondo went nuts. And we didn't know he was starting. And it was a national television game. And national TV Rondo is a thing. I don't care. He shows out this. But that's the thing is with this team. Is Rondo going to start again? Is he not going to start? If Rondo starts again at 5K, you have to love that. You know, I would assume that, you know, they're going to need a big against Brolo, though. So, you know, this is where I think maybe they don't start Rondo. And maybe they bring back, maybe they put McGee back in the starting lineup at 3,900, you know. And that would change things. Like, I don't want to play Rondo if he's not starting, you know. But I want to play McGee if he is starting at 3,900. You know, Lance Stephenson is out this game. So we're probably going to see a little bit more Josh Hart and Caldwell Pope, you know, get a few more minutes. So I just don't know if who's going to start here. And with being the late hammer game, we might not know. I mean, this is where you kind of have to dig a little bit and try to find those Lakers beat writers and see what we can dig up. But again, it's one of those things where if Rondo starts, I want Rondo at 5K. If he doesn't, I don't really want to play him. If McGee starts because they want to go big because they have to against Brook Lopez, then I have some love for McGee at 3,900 because he's shown he can get things done at that price. There's definitely some meat left on the bone there, and he can 10x that price if he starts. For, you know, Josh Hart's 3K. So with Stephenson out, if you think Hart's going to get a run or Caldwell Pope at 3K, there were some flyers. I still think, you know, Bullock's going to continue to get the meat of the run for the Lakers. You know, he's been getting around 35 minutes, 4,700 in this matchup. Again, this Milwaukee's best defensive team in the league. And then like Ingram at 6,500. I like Ingram. He's been playing probably second minutes to only LeBron on this team. And so I have no problem playing 6,500 for Ingram if you think this game is going to stay close. Kyle Kuzma, 6,300, same kind of thing. I don't mind that. If this game's going to get up and down, he's playing, you know, 34, 35 minutes where Ingram's playing like more like 36 to 38. So those would be two of my favorite plays on this team. And then LeBron, you know, if Rondo doesn't start, you have to love LeBron. You have to love LeBron here regardless. I mean, if they're going to make the playoffs, he just has to push and win damn near every game from here on out. So he's the guy to spend up for. He's going to play a ton of minutes. I really like him if Rondo sits because then we get point LeBron and those assist numbers do go up a ton. When Rondo's on the court, his assist comes down a little bit, but he's just playing a ton of minutes, and he's the spend up today. That's why it's hard to pay for some of those guys we talked about early with Kawhi Leonard and those guys. You know, you play LeBron here, and then with Giannis, it's just the minutes. If we know Giannis is going to play all the minutes, then just run them back and forth on FanDuel and just let them attack each other, and it should be fun. But it's LeBron's show, and if they're going to make the playoffs, they got to push hard now. So, yeah, I don't mind him regardless. He's going to play a ton of minutes. So it's LeBron, it's Ingram, Kuzma, and then just see who starts. If Rondo starts, like him. If he doesn't, don't like him. McGee starts, like him. If he doesn't, I don't like him. And that's about it. Like I said, Caldwell Pope and Hart You can kind of just fillers. Nobody I have to have, but deep GPPs, you know, at 3,500, even on FanDuel with one of them, you know, KCP could. It's not a bad drop score at that price. And then McGee at 4,500 on FanDuel. I don't love him unless he starts. If he starts, then I have a little bit of interest. So, and Rondo at 5,500 on FanDuel. Again, it all depends if he starts or not. So you have to make that decision on FanDuel if we don't have the news. So, yeah, that wraps up the seven-game slate. Really enjoyed doing these podcasts. I hope you get something out of them. Just a first quick look, kind of seeing where things are at price-wise and injuries. I really hope to keep doing these in the future. And again, head on over to dfsarmy.com. Enter promo code CASHKEG to save you 20%. Hope you guys have a great weekend and enjoy some NBA. Deuces.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as the secrets to unlocking a new level to your game.